Hey guys, welcome back to Otaku Cafe. This is your girl Frankie Ocean coming in your ears with emotions. What up?
I can't believe you said that in one take.
Wow.
This is like a monumentous moment.
Thank you. Audience clap.
I'm going to drink for that.
Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Mello. I'm going to drink some gin now.
Me up something too.
You have another cup?
Oh, I'm using the same cup. I'm double cupped up right now.
Everybody high. Be responsible.
Double up.
Be responsible.
Hey guys and gals, this is Tea Nasty just drinking some juice. Because I'm sober as fuck. I put a little shot in there.
So we already starting off with lies.
My life is a lie.
Hold on. Peep this little way.
Why they call you Tea Nasty though?
I have no clue. I'm trying to figure that out myself.
It's like, I didn't choose the nasty life.
It chose me.
The question is, listeners, who's willing to find out?
No.
What kind of podcast did this just turn into?
I'm scared for you.
That's going to be crazy. Her DMs are about to be booming, like, hey, too nasty.
We'll put you in a block every single person. She's anxiety.
Said, I'm ready with the block.
We're going to start the
block attack activate.
Find out why too nasty is called too nasty. Best guess wins a prize.
What's the prize?
TBD.
Wow.
Emphasis on the D.
I'm dead. Okay. I put down my phone. I cannot with you. I can't even do that.
Mm-mm. Happy Tuesday, guys.
Yo,
it's only Tuesday.
Before we continue, I don't want to forget to introduce myself. It's your boy, Grace Saint Otaku BB, a.k.a. G-Sub, coming at you live. We should get started, though.
Ugly bit. So welcome to the episode number after the last episode.
We're not going to number these anymore.
We're just going to say welcome to the new episode.
Welcome to a new episode.
It's a new day.
Old for us, new to you.
Youngins.
Wow, that tasted great.
Oh, hold on, I'm about to join you.
I feel like your taste buds said otherwise.
No, I'm good. I mean, I'm still alive, so it tastes great.
It tastes like denial.
As seen on TV. As seen on TV, denial.
So guys.
Forget.
What's up?
So what's everyone been watching lately?
I thought we would start off with our like banter.
You could. I mean, I just it got real quiet, so.
Yeah.
All right. So first off, how was everybody's weekend?
Pretty chill. You know what's funny? Now that we do things on Sundays, I don't even have anything for Saturday and Friday. I just have to hope that I don't work on a Monday.
Yeah. I did absolutely nothing. I ate a whole entire large pizza by myself.
No invite?
You didn't call nobody.
Everybody was busy.
I
didn't even get an invite.
I would have made time. I had the day off.
There is no way
I thought of you.
That you had a large pizza and I was too busy for a large pizza.
I'll call out.
She didn't post a large pizza either, so it's a secret
right?
pizza.
She didn't post it.
It was the a secret pizza.
On this
I Uber everywhere.
Guys, it was Tazi. A secret pizza. It was a personal pizza. Stop asking her these questions.
It was a large. It was actually a large pizza. It was not a personal.
Since, you said a large.
But
listen,
since she didn't contact anyone, it was a personal pizza.
No, you're right.
I guess.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'll just take this L.
That's crazy.
When I could have had a large pizza.
Yeah. That was my weekend.
I can't even front on you. I definitely had two Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
I still haven't had that.
The other day.
I still have not
and by
had
day,
one.
I mean, last night.
Is it? Does it live up to that height?
Is it good?
Again, I had two
spicy
chicken.
Yes, but are they big though? Yes. I'll get one on my way home.
I actually kind of want one too.
Carpool.
Them shits are fire.
I think I'm gonna wait until, like, I have a day where I do absolutely nothing, so the sandwich can sit in front of me and I just actually eat it, you know?
This is the worst part, right? So I had two Popeye's chicken sandwiches and I was like, I should stop here. But then I was like, oh wait, y'all have apple pies. So I definitely got, but their apple pies hit harder than everyone else's.
Really?
Because there's like, they have this like cinnamon sugar crystals all over the apple pie. Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Can I see the logo again? Can I see the logo?
It hits different.
I've just been wanting to see it.
To me, it hits better than the Taco Bell empanadas.
Bro. Oh, wait, I think I told you. I had the crunch wrap with chicken instead.
Ooh.
It was really good.
Oh. You will never be disappointed, especially on a night where it's like you're heavily sedated. And you come to Taco Bell at like 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. drunk as fuck. Are we bleeping out cuss words?
I mean,
no.
I've been cussing indiscriminately.
The first two episodes, I bleeped them out just to show you guys, like, hey, we could do that. But then I was like,
I have the power, but I just choose to withhold it.
No, but I feel like it's not the same, like, energy. Like,
I know, but I like, I
feel it depends on how the beep is.
Exact. Sometimes it's comedic.
Yeah. If I'm like, you're a bitch, then I would be like, you know what I mean? It would probably sound funnier than like.
That would be hilarious if you were like, you're a bitch, stop talking, and then just had a beep. Like the beat missed. As if the beat missed.
I'm gonna edit it into this podcast episode now. So watch this.
Oh my bad.
You're a bitch. Fuck. It'll miss both of those.
It's both of them.
Yeah. This is gonna be funny to edit.
Oh my god. So yeah, I'm sorry, we were just talking about food. This is
we were talking about
yes,
but Taco Bell empanada. That's what we were talking about.
No, it's not even that. I'm just
they're
saying,
not there like, anymore, are they?
No, I don't think so. Because no, I went gone. To order one.
See, this is
and no, they have the Cinnabon Delights now.
Tangent City. Oh.
The Cinnabon Delights replaced them. The Cinnabon Delights are delicious.
And they got rid of the cinnamon twist.
No, they haven't.
They still have those.
Okay.
No, I don't know that, but did they get rid of it?
Yo, so pause no homo. I always feel weird eating the Cinnabon Delights.
Why?
Because it's literally like...
I'm not used to it either.
Yeah, it's like a balls, and it's
full
like...
Full of cream?
Full of oozing white semen-colored cream. Pause no homo.
I wasn't even thinking that point. I just didn't like the popping sensation in my mouth.
I didn't like any of the sensations.
You know, I'm just putting this like this sound into you guys' ears, like.
Yeah, I heard you. That's why I looked over. No, I don't like how it's just like.
It's already in my.
It's like a gusher.
Yeah.
And then it gushes all up in there again. Pause, no homo, but like it's just crazy.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a water balloon popped in my mouth.
If that's what you want to call it.
It's very uncomfortable.
Are they big? Are they big? How big are the balls?
How big are the balls? Answer the question.
That's why I was like, hold on.
How big were the balls you put in your mouth?
T-Nasty into the conversation.
How big are the balls?
T-Nasty has just entered the chat.
Like quarter size, bigger, like golf ball size.
You've never had a Cinnabon Delight?
No, she's had them. That's why she's laughing.
No, I haven't had them.
How have you not had a Cinnabon Delight?
Because I'm not like a sweet person like that. Unless I'm really craving it. Unless I'm really
you're
high.
Nasty?
Stop. Oh my god.
Yo, the bars that I just dropped right now. Sign me, Diddy.
Don't hate me, John.
Silence.
I can't think of a... It's like a cherry. No, a big cherry.
A big cherry?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
It's definitely the size of, like, a golf ball.
Is this something I said?
A golf ball? Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's
and
what
how
I said.
It comes in a package.
Wait,
she asked how big were they?
I was like, wait, where's the audio?
Mm.
Two. They have two now. They're skimping us.
Or maybe
Okay, so they have a two. It comes in 2, 4, and then I'm pretty sure there comes in like a 6-pack or something like that.
Maybe. They used to come back in the day 4 for $1, now they're 2 for $1. I actually kind of want the cheesy tots from Burger King, but I don't know if they're still the same.
I don't know. I eat them all the time.
It's been a very long time since I had cheesy tots.
Look.
Cheesy tots are actually fire.
They're really good. And the potato puffs that has the smiles. Those are really good. Mm. Yeah.
Potato puffs.
All right, guys.
Come on. How did you...
Again, I promise this is an anime podcast. So with that being said... What the fuck have y'all been watching lately?
Not your business.
Not your business.
Anime queen. I've been watching Hunter x Hunter.
Isn't it Hunter Hunter?
Listen, if there's X there, I'm going to say the X.
Hunter and Hunter? Or Hunter x Hunter?
It's Hunter Hunter.
You simplify it.
Honestly,
because it feels weird Hunter to say Hunter Hunter.
If it's anime, then it's Hunter Cruz. Hunter. Anytime you see an X in anime, it's always Cruz.
Back away from the back a little bit.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, you're not. It's okay though. It's fine.
But weird thoughts that while watching this is, am I attracted to Hisoka?
Hisoka?
Listen, bitch. I'm gonna say it how I said it.
You mean the pedophile?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Oh,
because okay. It's so weird and it's so bizarre that I'm like oddly interested
in a pedophile.
Listen,
no, we're not listening.
The thing is, it feels weird because I'm like, he totally sounds like a pedophile, but he's just itching to fight.
He is a pedophile. It's not. He's literally gaining sexual pleasure off of beating 12-year-old boys. He's a pedophile. He's a kid. He's literally coming on a. Like mid battle.
Yeah, he did. It was so weird to watch.
Then he was screaming the boy's name as he was beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, he nutted like 6 times.
He nutted like 6 times. He was like,
Yeah, 6 times for sure, probably.
And I know it was a nut because I was like, I can relate with the. I know.
I know a nut when I hear one.
I know. Pause, no homo, but like, I know. You know, but yeah, he's 100. It's not
so even... before the fight scenes with him, Gon, I was like
Orochimaru. Silent.
Yes,
again, they're pedophiles. They're like pedophiles. That's not like a they could be or they seem like.
I'm definitely not vouching for him at all. Like he is definitely.
Hisoka is 100% pedo, bro.
Yeah.
So are you rewatching that or?
I'm watching it for the first time.
Oh. I still haven't seen it. So
I watched the first one and I was not that interested. And then I rewatched it and I was like, oh, this is not bad.
That's because the animation is way better.
That's true too. Yeah.
The animation, like the fight scenes are sick. Because like as weird and uncomfortable as the fight between Gon and Hisoka was, literally the combos that Gon was hitting him with, even though they were all like not landing... Where he was, like, coming up, doing, like, the rising line all up in his face. I was like, yo, this shit's fire. But, yeah, it's just...
Like, why do you think it's gonna be 12?
Because it's a shonen.
It is a shonen.
Your shonen is...
It's supposed to be geared towards... Young boys. That exact...
Teenage boys. Like, prepubescent boys. But it's just... I don't know why they have to add the element of, like, a pedophilic, like... adult male character.
Maybe the one of the like the writers had an experience that was like, let's put something truly terrifying. A pedophile.
Pedophile that you're gonna like. That's the worst part.
That's really the worst part is because not for nothing, Hisoka is
mad like, cool.
Pedophile aside, everything about his character is really dope. His design. Like, his powers.
I almost want to cosplay as him.
Like, again, that aside.
He's still a pedophile.
Because it's like, for example, Endeavor. To me, I love Endeavor's design.
Mm-hmm.
I love Endeavor's powers. I love watching Endeavor fight. But then, like, realizing, like, oh, Endeavor, you're a rapist. So, like, I just can't overlook that. Like, you raped Todoroki's mom, and now she's, like, in an insane asylum because of what you did to her. Like, it's like, regardless of how cool everything around you is, it's just that one part of your character is, like, staining everything else. Mm. You know?
I hate when that happens. Because I'm like, you had all this potential. It's just this one thing.
It's just that one thing, bro.
It's one thing make you really so, nasty.
Oh. Right now, because I don't know when you guys are going to hear this. Right now, in My Hero Academia, right? So, in the next episode, it hasn't aired yet, but in the next episode, Endeavor is going to talk to All Might about what it means to be the number one hero.
Oh, boy.
And I'm very interested to hear that conversation, only because it's like, bro, you're a villain.
Mm-hmm.
You just, like, you're a legal villain. That's really what it is that you are, because it's like, what you did to these people is horrible. What you allowed to happen to Todoroki, even worse. The whole situation is just, like, really messed up. But somehow you made your way to becoming the number one hero. But again, like... But yeah, Hunter x Hunter.
I've been watching Hunter x Hunter and Devil Cry Baby.
Devil Man Cry Baby is fire.
Great show.
Absolutely.
I was very stunned at the art style.
Yes.
I was not prepared.
Yeah.
I was not prepared to see so many characters getting clapped.
I know.
Yeah, that too. I was like, am I watching the same thing?
Yeah,
because this has been around for a while. Mm-hmm. People have been watching this since, like...
No, here's the thing. Like, I've been watching Devilman for a long time. Like, I followed, like, a lot of, like, the different variations of, like, Devilman. Mm-hmm. And there's always, like, sex scenes. But it was interesting to see the sex scenes in, like, this type of animation, because it was, like, very vivid. Like, you saw the cheeks getting clapped. You saw the jiggle and everything. I was like, yo, this is interesting.
Crazy. You should go crazy. Okay, no, I'm done. I promise.
That shit really did go crazy.
Who's next? Mm-hmm. What the fuck have you been watching?
I'll go next. So, I promised my friend that I would watch his favorite anime of all time, which is ReZero, and
fire.
I love it.
I can safely say that I hated that anime.
Who are you?
I'm being completely honest. Upon completion,
right?
I texted him, because when it first came out, I was like, what, 2-3 years ago? I was like, you know what? You're right. This is trash. And then he called me, and he's like, you don't know what good anime is.
I'm like, he didn't even text you.
I'm like, this is like the first... Yeah, he called me the minute I said it. And for me, it was kind of like... I know this whole isekai twist thing has been, like, so cool to do. And I didn't realize it was an isekai when I first watched it, like, back in the day, literally.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, a new anime. Dude, he sucks. he just sucks. Like, he only had, like, a mental character development.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, is this slice of life? No, that's really what I thought. I was like, bro, someone's fucking with me right now. Because there was no action until, like, the end.
Yeah. Very, very true.
I was like, I put 20 episodes of my life into this.
But that's the thing, right? So, I prefer, not that I prefer, but, again, I like all anime, so it's like, I like animes that are, like, again, mindbenders. So, like, the Death Notes, the monsters, etc. I'm okay with not so much action, but, like, mindbenders. I'm cool with animes.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but I think ReZero sucks, so.
Oh, no. And here's the thing, right? So, I respect everybody's opinion, even though people don't respect my opinion.
I respect your wrong opinion.
Everyone respects your opinion, you know?
I mean, your opinion is your opinion.
Yeah.
No,
even your incorrect ones.
Like,
100% opinion on Naruto Shippuden specifically is that it's bad.
Okay, we all agreed to it.
I agree to that.
I agreed half-heartedly with that.
Granted, unbiasedly, I still give Naruto Shippuden an 8.2, maybe. And I'm just saying that now. I would have to, like, really analyze it. to like really consider like where I would place it, but like I would give it a solid 8.2, mainly because it's like at the end of the day, it is still one of the most iconic anime series of all time. Mm-hmm. Like that, because there's a lot of anime where it's like it doesn't really need to be good, it's really just iconic. For example, like Dragon Ball Z, if you actually like look at Dragon Ball Z is not a good story. It's very long, drawn out,
very weird,
and like it goes back on everything it says because of the Dragon Balls. But again, it is one of the most iconic and most entertaining, and it's influenced so many other series. So it's really hard to say that, oh, it's like...
I feel like Naruto, even though it's had its flaws, a lot of flaws, I feel like it shaped me.
Too many flaws.
I feel like it shaped me growing up. Mm.
It had nothing to do with my upbringing. Naruto had literally zero to do with my upbringing.
It didn't raise me. But I'm saying, like, there was, like, elements I took from it that now I'm like, okay, I can see how other animes could have potential to be really great. Mm. To make me think beyond
the animes comedy, that, like, beyond really molded action. Me were, again, so the animes like Yu Yu Hakusho or Rurouni Kenshin, those were the animes that, like, because I'm a true, like, 90s.
Yeah, you are.
So, Yu Yu Hakusho, Rurouni Kenshin, Neon Genesis, and Evangelion, Berserk, those were the animes where it was just, like, that gritty, Neo-Tokyo kind of, like, feel. I loved that shit. And that was the thing, because all of those animes, they were, like, very adult-themed. Like, because Yu Yu Hakusho, even though it was technically shonen, because, like, Yusuke's, like, I want to say he was, like, 15... 14 or 15 or whatever, Yusuke was, like, still in a lot of adult situations. And I don't know, I just very much appreciated that.
Oh, but other than that, what the fuck have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
Yeah, because we've been talking about some dope ass.
I actually have been watching Harley Quinn. The new DC animated
I've been
series.
Wanting to watch it, but I don't
really good.
Want to bring myself to purchasing.
Have you watched?
I do not want to subscribe. If you have the login and you were so, real one.
We can't announce it.
Of course not. Twitter, of course not.
But I've already given you the access, it's the website I've been telling you to use this entire time.
Wait, I don't remember it.
And just like that, our podcast got shut down.
But yes, if you want to watch it, subscribe to DC streaming online or whatever it's called.
But tell us about it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been watching it.
Oh, the Harley Quinn is literally a retelling of how Harley Quinn decides to strike out on her own. And it's really dope because they really genuinely made it a comedy series. In its most, like, purest sense. And...
good, because I feel like every time I see Harlequin, it's not funny.
Yeah, and that was the biggest thing, is, like, they made the... they're making fun of the entire DC universe as a whole.
Yeah, they are.
Which is amazing.
It's been a real
So they're making fun of Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
Wait, Robin?
The Robin... Oh, my God. They're making fun of...
What a nemesis!
Everyone. And I love the whole concept behind it, but I like how there's, like, a lot of undertones of, like, what it means to, like, actually discover who you are as a person, especially, like, when it's you as a woman. So, again, it's that perspective where it's, like, you striking out on your own as a woman in a man's world or a male-dominated industry. And I was like, oh, this is, like, really, really, really good.
Brilliantly written, you'd say?
Brilliantly written. And it's very clever. Very, very clever.
I like that.
What about you, T-Nasty? What have you been watching?
So, I've been re-watching two animes. Soul Eater and Oran Host Club.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Yeah, you know. And then my next one, Violet Evergarden.
Did it make you cry? Because I heard it was really sad.
Have I ever heard him?
Have you been crying?
Not yet.
I mean, we're just passionate.
No, I mean, it's good so far. It's just about, like, a young lady. I think she's not even a teenager. No, no, I think she, her arms must have gotten cut off or something.
Oh.
Yeah, in the war. And she's trying to figure out how to do life, like, or have a life outside of being, like...
Same, sis.
Yeah, trying to figure out how. What is life?
By the time you're hearing this, No Life, No Game should No Game, No Life should be on Netflix. So,
The
No Game, No Life.
Yeah, No
Game, the movie, right?
I think it's adorable.
The series.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
I can only find.
I think
movie.
I've.
It's
watched...
gonna be on Netflix this Friday.
Okay, I started watching the movie and it's pretty good.
No, the movie's amazing.
Yeah.
And the show is also amazing.
I haven't watched the movie. I have not watched the movie.
Yeah.
I said I have not.
I
forgot what episode I'm on, but I'm definitely still watching it.
So that's it for me.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, I feel like, no, that's all of us. All of us have been into what we've been watching.
Yeah, so exactly. Mm-hmm.
So the next segment I guess we would go into is questions from the fans.
Really?
I will probably always look at T-Nasty.
Well, I actually didn't post it this time.
I feel like you should.
I was just very unprepared.
No, that's fine. Because we still have a question from a fan.
Cool.
So, the question from the fan today is, if in America, the black population specifically got powers, what do you think would happen?
A whole new meaning to black girl magic. A whole new meaning.
So what would happen if in America only black people got superpowers?
So much good, but also so much bad could go wrong.
Yeah.
I think more good would happen, even though America would like you to believe more bad would happen.
I feel like both would happen.
I feel like a lot more good would happen.
I'm not like a chaotic neutral. I'm pretty sure both would happen because, like, how do I describe this?
Well, to me, I feel like
how do I describe that?
If only black people had superpowers.
Right.
Would you think that everybody would be afraid?
People are already.
People would try.
No, I'm saying yes. They're already afraid.
That anger that they already have towards black people. That's what I think would happen.
So, and, yeah.
But the thing is that if it's like My Hero, there would be good and bad, and there would be like an internal, kind of like My Hero, in which it's like good against bad.
I don't think that would happen.
You don't think that would happen?
I don't think that would happen.
You think only great things would happen?
Not that only great things would happen. I just feel like the narrative would be very based on perspective, right? So if you're looking at it from a black perspective, we would have an opportunity to do some great things. But again, if you're looking at it from the perspective of the people who are already scared of us, it would be a conversation of like, oh, we need to stop them before they attack us.
Yeah, it's just like the mutant story.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I feel like, I don't think, and let's go from the perspective of mutants, right? I don't think that any of like the villains like are actual villains. Like for example, Magneto. Magneto is not a villain to me. He is literally like a Black Panther, where he's like, they are trying to kill us, and I'm not going to try and make peace with people that are trying to kill me.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, where it becomes perspective at that point, because there are going to be people that want to be peaceful. No, seriously. There's going to be people that want to be peaceful, in my opinion. There's people that are going to want to be peaceful, and there are people that are going to be like, well, I have superpowers, like... I'll fucking kill you, right? But
granted, everybody is like on that higher spectrum of power.
And that's the thing where it's like,
are we God level? Everyone
are they necessarily wrong for wanting to defend themselves? I don't think so. But again, will they be classified as villains? 100%, because it's just easier that way.
Yeah.
That was an interesting reference because that's
like
exactly
that's
what the
exactly,
X-Men is.
Yeah, that's what it's based
off
of. Sorry,
John.
No, it's all good.
I think that's exactly what it was based off
yeah.
of was...
Malcolm X is Magneto and Professor X is MLK. Which is actually ironic.
The two diverging, again, ideals, where it's like making peace with the people or just seeking your own militia.
I feel that.
Which side would you
think it's like pride and peace? Me? That's the kind of difference there.
I'd be on the side of Magneto. Sorry. Well, because if you think about it, it's like, to be honest, like he would want, I feel like he would want everybody to be equal, but the thing is, like, mutants are not equal. Mutants are like superior, okay? And he's just trying to create a better world for his kind.
Okay.
So I mean, I would be with him. It's like, if you're not with me, you're my enemy.
Alright. What about you, John?
I'll be minding my business somewhere. I'll have my powers. I'll be like, bet, and that's it. I'm not saving no people, and I'm not creating no trouble.
Like the guy who.
But
that runs fast.
Quicksilver. What if they send some sentinels to your crib just because you exist? What are you doing now?
What's up, guys? What's going on? Leave.
That's what's going to happen.
You gonna let the laser beam your crib?
Well, hopefully I have a cool ass power. I hope I have a cool ass power where, like, I don't have to follow anybody.
Okay, I have a question. What is the coolest dumb power to have?
It's a good question.
I want everybody to think about it for a minute.
In my opinion, is invisibility.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because it's just like, if in the sense of a superhero, you're really not doing anything. So for example, like in My Hero Academia, Invisible Girl from Class 1A, literally no one sees her. I'm like, what is your usefulness? All we see is
what did she do to train? Gloves. That's my question.
How did you pass the exams to get in Class 1A? I don't get it. What did you do to the robots? Like, there's no way that you destroyed any of those robots. You have no attack.
So, like,
sense that you're invisible.
If you're invisible and super strong, that would be one thing. But if you're just invisible...
What? Like, who cares?
For me, it's like, why are you invisible?
That's
just mad creepy. Like, why are you invisible?
Are you naked right now? That's the only anime appeal. It's like,
Especially, like, you remember The Boys?
Yeah.
Where he was just literally just like masturbating in like girls' bathrooms and shit like that. Like,
what? The Boys.
You never watched The Boys?
It's a really good show.
So The Boys is literally like, what if the Justice League were actually like the bad people? Like, what if like the people looked up to the superheroes, but the superheroes were actually like just horrible people?
Mm-hmm. It's starting to ring a bell. Hold on.
It was really specifically good. On Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think one of the stupidest powers, and I say this for every show, because I hate all these characters and I hate anyone that decides to make any MMO game look like this. Why are you like half animal, half person?
Okay. Yeah. That's one.
I'm like, bro. Like, and.
Because what if you can fight that animal?
Like, if you're like a dog, right, or you're like a wolf, dude. Like, I'll take the ears and the tail. But when you're like half wolf, you're like, what are you doing? You're just half wolf for the rest of your life? Like, I don't, like, aesthetically, it doesn't make sense.
So you don't fuck with Beast?
No. Because he puts on a fucking suit. He's like, but you're a beast. Like, what are you.
Why are you wearing a suit?
Like,
well, I mean,
you know.
He wants to wear, leave him alone.
No, it's like.
Because he's a professor.
He can wear
it. You see what I'm saying? He's a professor, but he's a beast. But he wears a pantsuit, and he goes to Denny's with you.
Yeah.
Like,
let him go. He can't go to Denny's.
So what is he supposed to do?
He's still well educated.
Do you know why I put him as stupid? Because the next stupid person next to him, which I think is really stupid, is the Thing. He's just like
A rock.
Yeah, like you're just a fucking rock.
I'm really strong.
He's only strong because he's a rock.
Got that Thing.
In any situation.
Got that thing.
How would you know if it's just a rock?
Because that.
So the Thing, I'm not gonna get into it because it's really gonna show how nerdy I am. But like, the Thing is actually not just a rock. He's actually like an ethereal energy that was encased in rock, and then it was like later revealed that it was actually just a casing, and then the thing actually ended up becoming like this much more powerful like hero.
Okay, but he looks stupid. That's all I'm saying. Wow. Aesthetically, he just looks dumb to me.
In his ethereal form, he looks a lot cooler. He's like a glowing Silver Surfer. Wow. He actually looks really sick.
I want to see the thing.
That's like meeting a guy and he's like, I'm a shapeshifter, and he turns into a horse. Like, what are you going to say to him? Like, oh shit, you're a horse? Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't like those type of characters. A lot of my friends play like anything that's not human, and I respect it. But I just don't get the anatomy.
Yeah, like the in World of Warcraft, they got the Tauren.
Yep.
I was a Tauren.
Of course.
Tauren.
Of course you were.
Tauren. Yeah.
Why? Why did
was
you
it
choose
the,
that? Class?
Like the no.
I actually don't. One. I don't know why I was a Tauren, to be honest. But then I ended up changing my character to a troll because I liked how like the Jamaican looked to him. He had the mohawk, and I couldn't get that as a Tauren. So.
See, I can take the troll look because the troll is kind of like a creature thing.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sorry. I don't get it. Like, I don't get the whole like werewolf. Why are you a werewolf?
I would love to be a werewolf. Worgen in World of Warcraft.
No, not that werewolf. I'm talking about like Michael Jackson werewolf. Like that guy's
the
on your team.
The ugly werewolf.
Yeah.
So ugly werewolf. But would you fuck with the werewolves in Underworld?
The Lycans?
Yes, the Lycans.
No.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of transforming into animals, I think that's what it is.
So you've never seen Animorphs?
I have seen Animorphs.
And did you like Animorphs?
I hated it. I don't know. You know what it is too? I've been watching BoJack Horseman and I've been seeing all the animals that look like people and I'm like, this is so stupid but funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've never seen BoJack Horseman.
You've never? All right.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to side with John on this. BoJack Horseman is amazing.
Well, probably. I just haven't seen it. I have so many other things to watch.
If you ever want a show that's like complete deep dive of self-recovery, that is the show to watch.
Literally, watching BoJack Horseman makes me think that I'm in recovery.
Yeah.
that's how good it is.
It's like really good, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you poured yourself a what? Pour me up.
Sure.
Pour some of that juice, man.
If you want to mix it with this, it's almost done. Just say.
I'll use that as a chaser.
I hate you.
Actually, no. This one.
Wow, you have designated cups. And you got a little grapefruit.
A little grapefruit.
It's a little grapefruit. What do you think, Tati?
What? About what?
Stupid superpowers.
I don't know, to be honest.
I feel like there's a lot of stupid superpowers that have potential to be much better.
There isn't a lot.
Like what?
Like
all right, like so
Meg Griffin's nail growing power.
Who? You said Meg Griffin?
Yeah, Meg Griffin's nail growing power from Family Guy.
No.
She has gross. Nail growing power?
Yeah, there was an episode where they got superpowers and her power was to grow nails because they hate her character so much. So they gave her.
Why do they hate her so much?
Yeah, she just like, she grows her nails and she just scratches me.
But.
Which is basically Catwoman if you're talking.
Technically speaking, yeah.
To me, there's a lot of, especially like in My Hero Academia, it was weird to me looking at. It was weird to me looking at a lot of the people, especially when they revealed Class 1B in opposition to Class 1A. I was like, yo, there's a lot of like people from B that should be in A.
Yep. Like the copy nigga?
He should
be.
How is the sugar guy in Class 1A? His power
I
is I eat sugar and I get super power, like I get super strength.
What if
not
you
even
don't
like
have sugar?
Not even like crazy super strength. It's like slight super strength.
The
and then you
can
got Ojiro with a tail. That's it.
With he just has a tail.
He just has a tail. He just has a tail.
Is the tail super strong?
I don't know. Kind of strong.
It was
but it's not like
it
super.
Was blowing up robots, so it has to be super strong. He was like,
strong
I just feel like
fist,
he's just only
like,
strong because he knows karate.
That's it.
Hmm.
Yeah, Ojiro's trash. I'm still trying to figure out. I feel like in like My Hero's only, is it confirmed for only one more season?
No, it's definitely going to have like an infinite number of
more. I was seasons. Actually thinking to myself, will they give Invisible Girl a filler episode when she revealed her actual self? Because Black Clover revealed it in an arc, who Grey was, so.
What if Invisible Girl can make other things invisible?
That's interesting.
That would be a super awesome superpower.
No, it wouldn't.
The well, only, why the, are you making it
the
think?
Only way Invisible Girl from My Hero would be an interesting character is if she got all of the powers of the Invisible Girl from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's the only way she would be useful. Because the Invisible Girl from the Fantastic Four, she can create force fields. Mm-hmm. She can, like, shoot light projectiles. Like, she can turn invisible. She can turn other things invisible. Like, she just has power over, like, bending of light in general. Right? Which is, like, a much more useful power than just constantly being in a state of transparency.
Mm-hmm. At that point, it's not even a superpower. That's just how you're born.
That's just your life.
You're just alone.
You just, that's just a,
we're born like
that's literally
like the crocodile like a, people. I think that's a stupid power. You were born a croc. That's a sad story.
Yeah.
The croc man, the swamp
yeah,
thing.
He's literally, like, he, that's what it is. Because in Batman, Killer Croc was actually from the circus. He was literally just a circus, like, I don't want to say freak, but he was a circus freak.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the freak shows of the circus. And that's what Killer Croc was. And to me, that's what the Invisible Girl is. She's just like a circus freak. Kind mm-hmm. of like
those are like the superpowers that I'm like, it's not really a power.
It's just like a... It's more like a deformity.
Like a social...
It's like the same defect. As having dimples to me. Like it's,
yeah. A social defect.
Just a social defect.
Because it creates a backstory for you. You have malicious intent for the rest of the world, but... Doesn't really make you
honestly
stronger.
I just want to know how the people that are born feel when they're like part animal. Like Tokoyami, like he was born, he just had a bird head.
Yeah, I just like, never heard that.
I wanted to know, how did he come out of his mother? That had to have been a C-section.
He was hatched.
That had to have been a
maybe
C-section.
It was an egg. He came out as an egg.
But that's assuming the
but
mom
has a,
is a bird.
He has a human body.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
He has a very human body.
Oh, looks like there's going to be a Tokoyami backstory
oh
with
my
his
God.
Face.
Can we Google his mom?
When his dark shadow is his actual face. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
No.
Wait, no, it's
this
still
is
a bird.
Me stirring the pot. I guess not.
It's still a bird.
No, but I'm saying, what if dark shadow? If that was his face. Like, you know he does the dark shadow takeover? What if he was born? He just has a bird face. I can't think of an excuse. I just can't think of something cool.
My thing is just like...
I actually call him Fogo.
Is he'll never be able to make out with a girl ever in his life.
Well, what I don't understand is how he speaks, like, really good English. Because if you think about it, birds don't have lips.
Have lips.
So,
well, parrots speak.
Yes, but do you understand that they can't really speak? They can't have full sentences, or say full sentences, because they don't have lips.
Back to our bird
especially
impersonator.
You push your lips out a lot for Japanese.
Yeah. That's actually a very interesting... I'm going to look up Tokoyami's backstory.
We're just going to watch it.
Unless it's like a really like squishy beak. And then maybe.
Yo,
you know,
is he ever gonna go down on a girl?
He can't. Ew.
Unless he does.
Unless you got the bird
but
face.
But she
like
might
Dan
be
puberty.
Into that because I mean, hey, there's the blood.
No, what if it's fire? What if he goes down there and he's like, and it's like, bro, that shit goes off. You know what I mean?
Or maybe his tongue sticks out further.
Wait, does that mean Ida was born with engines in his leg and his mom's
yeah.
cooch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, my uterus is on fire.
No, that's what you would say with the poison girl. She would have that uterus
oh, yeah,
on
the
fire.
Acid girl. How did she not kill her mom on the way out?
You see?
She's probably immune because, I mean, they're probably the same body.
That's an assumption. What if the dad was the one that had the acid powers?
What if his dad acid nutted in his wife and she died and had her?
I mean, no.
It's acid nut, wouldn't it be? Because he's
she
acid.
She looks like an alien, so it's like, who knows? What if he nutted and then the acid like decomposed the body and then created an egg? out of the body's like decomposed
parts. We're gonna go ahead and try to find these parents because we don't understand.
Like an acidic X and Y chromosome.
Right?
Hero parents.
That makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Sue. Oh, I hate you. That's not what I meant. No. No. Not all parents are... No.
15 reasons why my parents are heroes.
Fuck. Damn.
Academia. Thank you.
Does that mean Minata doesn't even have hair? He just has balls on his head ever since he was born?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so man. All the he would have got cooked in the hood. Bro, he's purple and he got balls on his head.
Hey, my name's Mineta. You wrong. It's D's nuts.
Honestly, he'd be too funny. That's what it is.
Oh, wow. I feel bad for some of these characters.
I just don't I really hope they explain why Mineta is just so horny all the time.
True.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I feel had like a real easy life? Kaminari. Because he has lightning powers. His family probably never pays for electricity because he's there.
I think the girl who can create anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'll be chilling,
too. No, she's already rich.
Yeah. She was already rich, and she has one of the most broken powers in the series.
That's true. Huh. I don't know about that tape guy. I still don't like him.
Again, don't know how he's in class 1A.
Ghetto Spider-Man.
How?
Ghetto Spider-Man.
Because I was like,
what I call him.
He just shoots tape from his toes.
And his kneecaps. Don't forget.
So any appendage that bends.
Stupid.
Any bending appendage.
Did you guys ever watch a series called Misfits?
You will see some scotch.
You never heard of a series called Misfits? It was from the UK. It was a UK series called Misfits.
Michael Scott.
I don't get it.
Because of the ghetto Spider-Man, she called him Michael Scotch Tape. Like Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. Paper company. I'm over here crying, laughing. Like,
he's like,
Oh, I guess it's kind
of
funny.
So, can we just agree who's the worst person in 1A?
Invisible girl.
Because at least
she doesn't do anything. She's just a human.
I mean, granted, she's never gonna have to be like rescued, but like, come on now.
True.
Yeah.
But my thing is, she might end up dying because they couldn't even find her. She loses the gloves and it's like, oh, she got trampled by a boulder. How is anybody gonna know? What is she gonna do? Make a sound? She's dead.
Blood all over the scene? Unless her blood's invisible.
Exactly. Do you see how stupid that power is?
It's so weird how she's so like girly too.
I genuinely want somebody to just pour paint on her just so we know what she looks like.
Yes.
There was an episode where like the girls went shopping and she was trying stuff on and she was like, "What do you guys think?" And everyone's like, "It's beautiful." And I was watching this like, "Why the fuck are you guys lying?
Why are y'all lying? It literally looks like floating clothes." What are you gonna be like? Oh, that color is making your eyes eye color really pop. No, it's not. She's invisible.
You don't see her eyes.
Damn, that means she's never seen herself either. That's a sad life.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have to be self-conscious. But why is she self-conscious?
But wait, can she see herself if she's invisible?
That's actually a really good motherfucking question.
Well,
what do her parents look like? Can her parents see her?
What if she's in trouble?
And she's just like, I'm not talking to you guys. No.
I ain't believing.
What if she's like a pervert that just like flicks her bean in public? Because like, who's going to
get
see
away
her?
With it?
Wow, that was a crazy turn.
I mean, maybe not in My Hero, but like as
no,
an
I know.
Adult,
yeah, like yeah. What's that website called? Rule 49. What is it? What's that shit called?
I thought it was like Rule 34.
34.
What
sorry.
What does that say?
No, the Rule 34, that there's like a sex version of everything on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't graduate that level of pervert.
Yeah,
so like if you typed in like Incredibles Rule 34, it would literally show you like Incredibles porn.
Just type Incredibles porn, baby.
Rule 34 is where the DeviantArt is at, though.
Oh, true.
or wherever you find your art sources near you. That was not a plug for DeviantArt.
BRB.
I'm going to take another shot.
Did we pause it? Are you taking a
pause? You're good.
Well, speaking of people to disrespect, let's talk about the A1 teachers. Trash. Like except for Aizawa. That's dead.
You said who? Aizawa?
Aizawa, Eraserhead.
No, that's Eraserhead. What you... Oh, I thought... Okay, just making sure.
I'm like, I am
yeah, he's cool.
80% sure I said the right name, because I'm horrible at names, as you know.
No, you did good.
Thank you.
I've never heard anyone say Aizawa is bae. He's usually
in, no, like, I said he was daddy.
He's usually in, like, that camper bag. So, like...
Yeah.
Bae's taking a nap. I definitely wanted to cosplay as him, but, like, specifically in the camper bag.
Yeah. The camper bag is, like, hilarious.
How it would be, like, really hard to just, like, get around, like, anime Boston.
What's a camper bag?
It's literally that thing that he, like...
He, like, zips up.
Himself up in.
Yeah, like, you have to, like, make it... Out. Yeah, I don't know how you do it. You'd have to walk funny all day.
Exactly. I would have to, like...
How hilarious would it be to be Mike? What is it? Big Mike? Open Mike? What's his name?
Present Mike?
Present Mike.
I don't like him. I still want to see how good he is.
I think he makes a great friend. Like, you want him to be your friend.
He gives me Guy Sensei vibes.
Yeah. Like, I want him to be my friend.
He's alright.
Yeah, Eraserhead is definitely a Kakashi, and Present Mike is definitely...
He's
a Guy
Sensei. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Those friendships need to exist. Like, they balance each other out a little bit.
Absolutely.
Super smart. Thinks things through.
Wait, is everyone caught up on My Hero?
Mm-mm.
No.
Never mind. I won't say anything then.
Why?
There's a like death that happens that's really funny, but I don't want to, obviously, say.
I don't think that's funny at all.
A death in My Hero?
If it's the death that I think you're talking about.
No, it's not that one.
He's like, I don't think that's funny at all.
It's not that one. That one gave me actually, like, close Jiraiya vibes, not gonna lie to you.
I was very,
Jiraiya vibes?
Yeah. I was very distraught about the death. And then when he talked to...
Jiraiya vibes, that's it. Don't say nothing else. Just say Jiraiya vibes.
Bro, I was fighting back tears.
I'm gonna have to watch it with on the side.
Since the death that I'm gonna mention isn't technically a spoiler, I'm going to say it.
No. Don't. My heart's not ready.
He's not gonna talk about the death that we're talking about.
No.
Okay.
Different death.
You caught up, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Spoiler alert, everyone.
Remember the hero in the car?
Funniest shit ever. I don't care what
anybody
says.
He's like, my quirk is naturally better than his. Dies. Oh my god.
Yo.
That one gives me Gecko vibes. Remember when the tuning exams happened and Gecko's like, you will not stop this. And then he's like, what are you doing? Die. So, that's what that vibe is. That's like, what are you doing? Die. It's mad funny.
No, I definitely agree. That was really just a funny-ass situation. Granted, I don't care what anybody says. Freaking Rock Lock.
He sucks.
He's such a stupid power.
Rock
I was
Lock?
Like, yo, we finally get a black character in the series.
Such a small act.
Dumbest power. I'm like, oh my god.
So, his power is... Like his rocks lock?
No, he'll be like this. I have now locked your arm.
I think he can only do it on inanimate objects, though, which is the worst.
And his health has to hand has to be on it at all times.
So he can stop things in any space. So for example, like let's say there's this phone and I touched it, it would literally be stopped in that space. Nothing can move it. It is permanently locked in that space. It is literally...
If he's super strategic, that could work in his favor. Mm.
Yes, but, like, he uses it to do things like, oh, I'm going to use paper and use them as, like, stepping stones so I can walk in midair. And it's like...
I would use them on...
Nobody cares! Like...
But, all right, so he has to touch them at all times?
Yes, it has to be some contact.
I would stop bullets and push you through them.
No one's got time to set that up.
It's such a like long and convoluted like plan. Like,
can you imagine? Like, yo, stay here.
Forget right about guns in anime. They exist.
He wouldn't be fast enough to stop.
That's what I'm
stop,
saying.
Though.
He would have to be right, touching right. the bullet.
Yeah.
It's such a
right.
Dumb
so if he was super
power.
Fast,
he locks it in his heart
and could do it. He locks it in his heart. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's like, I'll stop the bullet, locks it in his heart, dies instantly. Oh my god.
But that is disappointing that that's like the one character that all
in a long time too.
Like all of the black internet was like, oh my god, yay.
And his design is so dope. I was like, oh, finally we get like a character. And then like they even gave him like a black voice actor, which was like awesome. And he just
couldn't even last one season.
Couldn't even last. Then he got stabbed. How do you have the first black character get shanked? What?
He's like, oh, I've been stabbed. Let me lock my wound.
So
and then he fell to the ground. He's like, I leave this up to you. He wasn't doing anything.
But it's like, even though he talked, he was like, I'm gonna leave this up to you, dog. Like, what? Yeah.
Fat Gum, he really surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Gum definitely had like a dope, like opening fight scene. Like I that like was our introduction to him fighting.
I wasn't prepared. I was like, okay, he is clearly the Shield, and then he's like, oh, that's cute. I sneezed a little
he's
bit.
Like, I'm a Shield and a charging sword. Then he just, like, punched the shit out of that dude. Like, oh, man.
It was definitely a junk hit right there.
It was definitely like a, go ahead.
He literally
I didn't even
punched,
feel that.
He just punched them through the shield. And he was like, oh. And that was it. I liked him a lot. Kirishima did really good this season, too.
He did good in that fight against the guy who had, like, blades coming out of his body. And that was it to me.
Yeah.
Because in the fight with Fat Gum, literally
yeah,
all...
Yeah, a little bit of character development, which I like that there was an episode for him.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I was saying, like, as far as that went, like, that was cool, but, like, all he really did in that fight was get his ass beat, and that, to me, was not...
All he did was...
Literally just,
get
like,
hard.
Get hard.
Wow. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the movie title and a penis at the same time. Not like a penis. Okay, never mind.
It's okay. We understand.
Thank you.
But yeah, to me, the person who had the best moment this season so far was definitely Lemillion.
Yeah, he did great.
Hands
I liked
down,
his fight. His fight was fire.
The greatest moment. His moment was better than Deku's.
Sun Eater did good, too.
Sun Eater did great. Absolutely. But to me, Lemillion... Because I was, like, standing up in front of my TV, pounding my chest when I was watching Lemillion's fight. I was like, yo, this shit is fucking dope.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when Deku was fighting, I was like, no, I don't give a
he's
fuck.
He's like, I get it. Yes.
I get it. You have plus ultra, blah, blah, blah. You have, you know, one right. for all. Cool.
Like, stop playing. If he wasn't the main character, you wouldn't even be here.
I was literally, like, looking at him, like, oh, my God, this is so lame. He's like, oh, she can give me infinite powers. Now I can use 100%. I'm like, oh, this is so lame.
There was no other way to beat him, bro.
There really wasn't.
They had to break the whole system in order for them to win.
There was one way to beat him, and that was Lemillion. Lemillion couldn't
yeah.
beat him, but they had to cheat.
What they really should have done... was have him throw Eri at Lemillion, get his powers back, go 100% max, transparent, just whoop ass. But they didn't want to let him take it. That could have happened. But, you know, main character perk and shit.
I did like how the League of Villains leader kind of, like, waited and took his opportunity when he found it. I really like that.
He was smart.
Yeah. I like how, like, when it comes to the villains, they don't mind getting, like, graphic and bloody.
Yeah.
They got really psychological.
I liked Mr. Compress's new arm, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he was, like, just laying flat out, like, You're gonna have to deal with your failure and die.
You're right.
At the same time.
I love how he was.
You can't
like,
even move.
Now I'm gonna take all of your dreams and add them to my own. I was like, jeez, that's so fucked.
That's a villain.
That's a villain, villain. Mm. So a very smart villain, though. Very resourceful.
We hit that wall.
I don't know why I respect that so much, though.
That wall, wall.
Mm. Oh.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning into Otaku Cafe. Make sure to like and subscribe.
And also share, because this doesn't mean anything if you're only keeping it in the community. So make sure you share with other people. Because help us out. God damn it.
And stay tuned for episode. I have no clue what episode we're on.
I don't even think we're naming the, or like putting
new episodes.
Labels, guys.
Because we do this weekly.
Yeah.
This is a weekly affair, all right? You're going to be here, and we know you're going to keep on coming back.
You know you'll be back, because you like it nerdy.
You like it nerdy.
You like it nerdy.
You like that?
Nerdy.